Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is expected to make appearances today at a rally in Everett and a fundraiser at an undisclosed location in the Seattle area. What can Trump supporters expect to hear tonight, and why will they hear it in Snohomish County? Knute Berger is with Crosscut. He told me why Everett is a smart choice for Trump.
Well, it's a great place to hold a rally in Western Washington for him. Well, it's accessible. It's right on the I-5 corridor. He's got a big arena there. But I think that the main reason is that Everett and Snohomish County, to some degree, mimic some of the things that have been going on in the industrial Midwest that speak to the kinds of issues that Trump is trying to capitalize on in his campaign.
Democratic Snohomish County Council member Brian Sullivan described Everett to Crosscut this week as a kind of wind tunnel where economic growth is happening all around the city, just not in it. What did he mean by that?
Snohomish County has a very high percentage of employees who are in manufacturing. Most of those manufacturing plants and jobs are connected to Boeing in one way or aerospace in one way or the other. And most of them are outside of the city of Everett. The city of Everett, in some ways, is kind of troubled. There was an article in the LA Times this year about the drug problem, big OxyContin problem there.
Opioid epidemic.
Yeah. Home ownership is down there. There are just a number of indicators. And I think there's been a certain kind of confidence in the fact that Boeing has been such a mainstay, both of the city and the county's economic. But you know, Boeing also brings with it all kinds of question marks in terms of, you know, how long are these manufacturing jobs going to stay here? They're shrinking already. Are they going to go overseas? All those questions, I think, come up. Well,
Trump has raised them. He is suggesting that the jobs are going to China.
Well, and that's going to resonate with some people. Boeing has outsourced some of the parts for some of its planes. They're doing some of the assembly work or going to be doing some assembly work in China. So those things will resonate. On the flip side, you know, Everett and the whole Puget Sound region have benefited from trade with Asia. So there's this kind of, you know, constant balance. But I think a lot of the insecurity of the shrinking manufacturing base, and also Everett is not enjoying the kind of urban revival that the tech industry has brought, you know, to Seattle, to Bellevue, and the east side. I was looking at the job makeup of the workforce there. And there are a lot of young people in Snohomish County, and they're kids because people are moving there. They can afford to get a suburban house and have a family. But the workforce is sort of missing that younger demographic, people in their 20s who are getting into tech and that kind of thing. And so I think there's a, you know, concern that that the city itself is not kind of renewing itself the way other cities on Puget Sound are.
You mentioned Boeing and manufacturing. What kinds of issues do you think he's going to bring up beyond that?
Well, I certainly would be surprised if he doesn't bring up trade and the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the controversy over that. I'd be really surprised if he didn't bring that up. He has brought up Boeing before, and that, you know, I think that'll be a big issue that he'll talk about. And, you know, Trump always speaks to kind of a white middle-class insecurity about the future, about your place in America, about political correctness. I think those will be very much a part of it, too.
What kind of impact do you think state Republicans are hoping Trump will have on local races and other races that are going to be up and down the ballot this fall?
Well, there's an interesting tension there because some people think that Republicans think that running away from Trump, not endorsing Trump, is a good strategy for running for office, including Bill Bryant, who's the Republican candidate for governor. On the other hand, the state party believes that places like Snohomish, where there are a fairly substantial number of swing voters, can be turned red politically in the governor's race because they're hoping Trump will turn out some non-traditional Republican voters for them. And if they can win in a place like Snohomish County, they think they can win statewide.
When Donald Trump travels to places like West Virginia, he likes to talk about coal and bringing back coal jobs. Is there a parallel that you think he might make here in Washington?
Well, in Snohomish County, there still is a resource economy. So, it wouldn't surprise me if he talks about mining and timber and those kinds of things. The real driver, though, is manufacturing jobs. And that's what Snohomish County is at risk of losing. That's what Snohomish County wants more of. And so if he can play to those tensions, I think that's the coal of Snohomish County.
You found an interesting historical connection that Donald Trump has with Snohomish County. Tell us about that.
One thing that was pointed out, Peter Jackson, who wrote a great article about Everett and Trump, pointed out that John D. Rockefeller was one of the big investors early on in Everett. And this sort of legitimized investment. It was sort of, I mean, he was the billionaire of the 19th century. He was the guy that everybody wanted to emulate. He not only invested in the industrial complex in Everett, he owned the railroad that went up to the Monte Cristo mines.
And where was that located?
The Monte Cristo mines, basically, if you just go due east into the Cascades from Everett, there's a big mining boom town in the 1890s into the early 20th century up there called Monte Cristo. And they discovered gold and silver and lead and other things up there. And so it was a boom town in the 1890s. And Rockefeller owned a bunch of those mines. So he did the classic Rockefeller thing where you own the town, you own the railroad.
Right.
But one of the guys attracted to Monte Cristo in the 1890s who built a hotel there was Frederick Drumpf.
With a D.
Yes. Donald Trump's grandfather. And so I just think that he has actually a direct connection in that both in Everett and in the old resource economy of Snohomish County. His grandfather was there. He was actually elected Justice of the Peace of Monte Cristo in 1896. So he actually was elected to public office in Snohomish County way back when.
So Donald Trump, he has deep roots in Snohomish County.
Deeper, I think, than any of us ever thought.
That was Knut Berger. He's a writer for Crosscut. Trump's rally in Everett starts tonight at 7 at the Xfinity Arena. People are already in line to see him speak. KUOW is covering the event later this afternoon and tomorrow morning.